This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The first member of the Trump family gets subpoenaed. More on that shooting, sadly, in Colorado, where I just left. The town really broken up about it, and of course they are. We'll talk about that. But joining us right from the top of the show with me, Kate Delaney, is Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. And Ellen, a big bill passing in the Senate today about Trump's state tax return. Talk about that.
Well, that passed in the New York Senate, not in the Senate, 39-21, which means that if the Congress... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right. So it passed in the State House of New York, the State Senate, 39-21. And basically, if Congress, which would be the Democratic-controlled House, requests the tax returns, they can get them if the governor signs it, which he said he will.
Wow. So that's a pretty big leap, right?
It's a huge leap, particularly because we'll see if he paid any taxes whatsoever. And he claimed that he was smart not to pay taxes. But then at his rally in Florida today, he said, he praised all the taxpayers. I mean, this guy really, he's back and forth.
Yeah, and then, of course, the BBC leaked tax returns, and so we saw what the losses were anyway in the 80s and 90s, supposedly for tax purposes. There was a tweet back to the New York Times article that says that he made losses over $1 billion in a 10-year period from 85 to 95. You saw that, right?
Oh, absolutely. That was yesterday's news, but it was definitely part of the New York Times review. There's just no question. And that's when he said that he's really smart, and that's why he did what he did. Give me a break. He's an American. He ought to pay taxes.
There you go. He ought to pay taxes, of course. All right, so we move from one member of the Trump family to the other. How about the fact that you've got, Donald Trump Jr. now has been subpoenaed? What do you think they're trying to find there with this Intelligence Committee subpoena?
Well, first of all, he was subpoenaed by the Republican-controlled Senate. And
yeah.
The Republican on the committee, basically, is the one that subpoenaed him. And basically, the question is whether he lied to the government about the Trump Tower or not, and whether he's going to declare the Fifth Amendment in any written statement, whether he's going to show up. We just don't know about that. All we know is that he's now been subpoenaed. This is Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah. And then how about this, as we kind of hopscotch along, because so much is always flowing out of Washington, D.C. It's the gift
that
keeps giving, right? That's why we're doing this. So how about the contempt charges for the attorney general?
Well, the question is, of course, it was interesting. The television today showed the jail cell that exists in the bottom of the Capitol. It's one cell, et cetera. However, the problem is that when they hold somebody in contempt of Congress, and it looks like they're probably going to do that in the House, and that doesn't need a sign-off by the Senate, then it goes to the Attorney General. Well, if you're holding the Attorney General as the contempt of Congress, and it goes to his office, he's not going to do anything with it. It's going to have to go to the court.
Yeah, I agree with you. And this was a big deal for people shuttling around D.C., New York, and a dozen other places. You had drivers in a bunch of cities, Lyft and Uber drivers, striking. And part of that is because of Uber's IPO that's going to happen on Wall Street in front of that debut. They decided they were going to strike. Do you think anything changes there for either company?
Well, on the East Coast, of course, it's tomorrow, and it is today or whatever, and that is when the IPO comes up. I don't know whether the strike is going to do anything. It certainly happened all around the world. And, of course, these days it's very easy to organize because you've got the Internet and you can reach South Africa. You can reach Australia, which is part of where this went to. And the question is, of course, people have put their life savings in taxi medallions, and that's just gone out the window because of Uber and Lyft.
Oh, yeah, and I've had conversations with taxi drivers about that, and it's pretty tough, and especially in some of our bigger cities like New York and Washington. Tough to
Absolutely.
Make a living. Yeah, tough to make a living.
Absolutely.
All right, Yeah. And then there's the story about Michael Cohen and racy photos of Jerry Falwell Jr. What's
that
about?
What happened? He was asked by the Trump administration, it seems. Now, Michael Cohen is doing 3 years in prison right now. He's in prison. He committed the other day this week. And, of course, one of the other things about Michael Cohen is that he got his law license taken away from him. So now the question is, he said he's got a lot more to say. And one of the things is that Jerry Falwell Jr., who's Jerry Falwell's son and who's now head of Liberty University, basically had some racy photographs, which were destroyed. But Michael Cohen got involved in that.
Wow. That I just didn't picture. What are those racy photos? You can't help but think that.
Well, nobody knows.
Yeah.
But they said it'd be typical between what a husband and wife would have. I'm not so sure about that, but that's what they're saying.
I'm not so sure about that either. What does that mean? I mean, okay. Who knows if we'll see them or not. And then, of course, this is a big deal.
Well, we're not going to see them, and apparently they were destroyed.
Yeah, so I have a feeling that somebody has something somewhere, but who knows? How about Iran and the fact that they're talking about the partial pullout of the nuclear deal?
Well, so basically, Iran's deal with the United States and five other countries was that with the nuclear deal that they would be able to sell their heavy water and their fuel. Now they're saying, well, we're going to keep it. Because, of course, heavy water is what's necessary to make a nuclear bomb, et cetera. And so now they're saying, well, we're not going to sell it. We're just going to keep it. Well, we don't really know what that means, but we know it's not good.
Not good at all. All right, Ellen, never a dull moment, huh?
Oh, my gosh. It's never dull, and there's always something going on. That's what I have to say about covering old Mr. Trump now.
No kidding. All right, Ellen, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, good stuff from Ellen Ratner, who has covered D.C. and says this all the time. She's got friends on both sides of the aisle, has a lot of contacts, and it's always very interesting. Sadly, there's some more news coming out of Colorado, and it was not far from where I was staying the one night that I was there speaking, and it's just absolutely horrific, of course, what happened. But once again, you've got a hero, and that's not a surprise, because what is so amazing is the willingness of somebody to sacrifice ultimately their life. And that's exactly what happened in the case of this horrible shooting, where you have 3 of 8 people wounded still hospitalized as of this broadcast. And the fact that you've got, you know, Kendrick Castillo, who really was a hero, who tried to do what he could, who ended up dead, the 18-year-old, because what happened is the fact that one of his classmates allegedly opened fire right in the classroom. But he immediately kicked into action, and so many of his fellow students were talking to him. And there is no question that he saved lives, because he directly went after the shooter and didn't think about himself whatsoever. And, you know, one student died. You got 2 suspects that are in custody. And it's horrific what is going on. I've talked about this many, many, many times. Somebody asked me, what would I do if I were principal? And it was my task to keep that school safe. I said, you got to go with the metal detectors, and you've got to go with, I think, an extra security guard, too, depending on how many you already have on the campus and how big it is. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about military spouses and scholarships, a Think Great Foundation. Wait till you hear this story. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Chance to speak in Honolulu for the Hawaii Association of Broadcasters, and it was such a great time, and I met an interesting speaker there, and you've heard me talk about him already on the show. I was so impressed with his, not his story, but with his tenacity and how well he did speaking, too, because when you're at the later half of the day, it's a lot tougher when you do this speaking thing. So Eric Thurwanger joins us now, and we're going to talk about his Think Great Foundation, where you're talking about scholarships for military spouses. But before we get there, Eric, pretty cool gig, huh, for us to both be hanging out in Hawaii.
It was awesome. I'm ready to go back right now.
I know. In fact, Mac, who got you on the phone, said to me, why in the heck didn't he just stay in Hawaii? Because I said you were in Minnesota.
I like the way he's thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. So first of all, let's talk about your story in the military, what happened to your family, and how Think Great just exploded afterwards.
Sure. So, you know, I enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1987, and I served as an air traffic controller, and I left the Corps in 1991, right after the first Gulf War, and I attended film school, and it was during my film school days that I met my wife, Gina, and we were married about 3 years after we started dating, and in the first 10 months of us being married during the honeymoon phase, she was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I became a caregiver. And so I left the film industry, and I was working in sales and financial services and just trying to put food on the table. And long story short, she survived that battle of cancer and went on to have another bout with basal cell cancer, another bout with breast cancer, and then with melanoma. And so going through four battles of cancer, I was her caregiver. And then 3 years ago, she suffered cardiac arrest and actually passed away for 15 minutes. And the first responders brought her back after the second hit with a defibrillator. And she's made a full recovery. She was there with us in Hawaii. So that's the Cliff Notes version of our story. And, you know, I've always thought about taking my experiences as a Marine and a caregiver and also being a VP of a media company in Southern California and sharing these ideas on success and overcoming challenges. And I've always wanted to launch a business to do that. And in 2008, I had the idea for Think Great, and I wrote a couple books, one on goal setting, one on sales. And it just started to blossom. And I was asked to speak on leadership and then strategic planning. So I've written a number of different books on different disciplines. And Think Great became kind of a full-time endeavor for me back in 2010. And now I get to go all over and speak. And then there we were meeting in Hawaii.
And you're so passionate about what you do, and I love really the message behind Think Great. And then you take it a step further because, of course, you want to give back, you want to help, and you know what it's like. You loved the Marines.
Sure.
What happened with your family sent you in a different direction, but you realized the struggles, and you and I talked about that, of the military spouses. And I, in fact, met somebody in Hawaii who couldn't work because her husband was going to be moving every couple of years. And this is a big problem, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, you've got 2 million people serving in all of the branches, and many of them are married. And in most tours of duty, you're going to be in a duty station for about 3 years and then be reassigned somewhere else. So the amount of moving is incredible. And the toll it takes on a family is pretty significant. And what I found is I've had the opportunity to take my programs into the military as well. So I've spoke to service members and their spouses, and I've spoke with veterans and their spouses. So I've done a lot of work on goal setting through the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program or, through the recruiting commands. And I've had the opportunity to work at a lot of family readiness programs where I got to work directly with the spouses and work on goal setting. And they're just it's an amazing community, the MIL spouse community. They're very ambitious. They have a lot of goals. They just have some significant challenges. And so we've always wanted to do a foundation to give back to our military families. And then as we started to narrow down the cause, we realized we want to help out the spouses. And they're a very unique group of people from the standpoint that they may not take an oath, but they certainly make a commitment. They make a ton of sacrifices. And we started really trying to identify what would be the best way we could help them. And as we met with military commanders and then spoke with family readiness officers, we continued to hear the same thing, which was help them get their education goals back on track. And then we launched the Think Great Foundation to raise money to award scholarships specifically for military spouses. And we're just super excited about it. And in fact, this year we'll be teaming up and with an organization out here in Minnesota, and we're going to be doing our first event to hand out scholarships.
How exciting is that? Because that will help to go a long way for, let's face it, a lot of these military spouses who have to feel a little bit down and out, depressed over the fact that, you know, they're in this situation and they want to contribute and they want to make a difference and they can't often get jobs that they're really qualified for, right?
Yeah, and you know, they're so passionate about taking care of their families that because the moves are so taxing, that they will give up their careers or sometimes their education while they're going to school. They'll stop and move to take care of the family, and then their spouse might deploy. So now they've got all of those challenges compounded because their other half isn't even home for 6 months to a year. And so it's pretty significant. And so that was a big reason we wanted to do the foundation, was not only do the scholarships, but share with the rest of the country their voice and their message and their stories, because it is pretty significant. You don't see a lot of them on TV complaining or protesting or doing anything like that. They are just taking care of business on the home front, and we wanted to just give back, do something powerful for them, and as a way to say thank you for their service to our country in their own unique way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, when you hand out those scholarships, send me a list of the people who get the scholarships, and I'd love to highlight them on the show and talk about their stories.
I think that would be fantastic. Yeah, we're gonna definitely be keeping track of these stories and the successes afterwards, after they get their degrees and the careers they go for. So we're really looking to make a major impact in this military community.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. And by the way, can you say that the name of that Hawaiian fish that I couldn't pronounce when we were in Hawaii?
I can get the first part. Huma huma, and then
nuka nuka akawapa.
Yes. Well, like I said, that's why I went with my favorite fish is the koi, because you picked the doozy. That was a mouthful.
Yes, no kidding. And I want to tell everyone they can go to thinkgreatfoundation.org, and you can check out what you might be able to do to help or contribute or sponsor or come up with any kind of an idea and send it Eric's way. And, Eric, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
And what a fabulous idea for this foundation. I'm 100% behind you, and I'm sure this audience is. And anything we can do to help, we are here for you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kate. It's great to hear your voice again, and I just really appreciate your support, and I know the military community does too, so thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Eric, and we'll talk down the line in the future.
That would be great. Have a great evening, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So how about that? For everybody out there listening, we know this. You remember there was even a series that was done. I want to say it was on Lifetime TV or wherever it was, but it was Army Wives. And people started to look at that and get an idea. And there certainly have been some stories written about this. And I have talked about that before on this show, that there are people that are really struggling. And it's that, you know, when you're moving that way and you're moving every 3 years, like Eric said, that is pretty tough on a family, but really tough when somebody wants to contribute and they know in a local community they're not going to be there that long. So what they could be super qualified for, they often can't get. Well, let's turn that around, because there has to be ways to make this work a lot better, certainly with the great corporate power we have out there and with the possibilities, especially with what you can do now working remotely. And I'd love to see this just really explode, because he's one of the few that's really digging deep and trying to highlight it. There are plenty of people that are out there helping the military. You know, I have lots of friends who are involved with Wounded Warriors, etc. But I love that this is specifically targeted to, hey, let's help the family, and let's help them this way with the scholarships for the military spouses. I think this is terrific, and who better to kick it off than him with his company setting up that foundation, as he was in the Marines and he mentioned that, and then what his family went through. He certainly knows the challenges that can be thrown at you in your life and at a very, very early, early age. All right, hang with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains. Right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President's conflict with his Democratic opponents escalated to new heights as a House panel voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt for refusing to turn over key documents relating to the Mueller report. It comes a day after the top Republican in Congress called the Russia report case closed. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler.
This was a very grave and momentous step that we were forced to take today.
But Republicans don't agree. Congressman Doug Collins.
What a cynical, mean-spirited, counterproductive, irresponsible step it is.
Also, the president has exerted his executive privilege for the first time over the Mueller materials that the committee had subpoenaed. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 2 points, the NASDAQ was down 20, and the S&P 500 down 4. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Well, lots of sad news coming out of Colorado, like I mentioned, except for that we have a hero, and that's what we should celebrate, Kendrick Castillo. He was killed in the shooting with Saddies. He was 3 days away from graduating from high school and had all this promise just days away. And sure enough, when a gunman burst through the door at the STEM school, Highlands Ranch, I was right in that area the day before, and looking at how gorgeous that area was and actually had driven through it, I guess I'm not stunned. This is what's happening anywhere in some of these great suburbs, etc. But what happened was he goes into the school and he yells at the students to stay in place and not move. So of course Castillo rushed him, and it was a quick thinking move that other students say gave them a chance to bolt for safety or take cover under desks, and he saved some lives. There's no doubt about that when he lunged at him. And, of course, he was shot, and that gave people time to scramble. And everybody that came out of that classroom told many tales of that. So that's the good news. The sad news is the fact that this young kid with all this promise and just so much life left had it snuffed out by yet another student in his school who was in a courtroom during the day on Wednesday, and his son, you know, the father, John Castilla of Kendrick, talked about his son wanting to study electrical engineering in college. And, you know, sadly, he won't get a chance to do that. But it shows something that he wasn't going to take that and he was going to help other people. And he did. And that's it. So he is a victim of this Highland Ranch shooting. But yet he's a hero for doing what he was able to do. And he saved lives. Absolutely. He saved lives. And he goes down as a hero. No question about that. But how sad that had to happen to him. And the motive for the attack, nobody knows at this point. What possibly could have ignited this? There are theories that are floating around, but nothing specific as to why this is. And this is the same familiar, sad tale that we're talking about too much on these bloody airwaves. And I've said it. I've talked to teachers. We've talked to safety experts. We've talked to so many. I mean, hundreds of people. I've been doing this show for over a decade. And the one commonality is, of course, is teaching students what they can do in the event that this happens, or arming teachers, that's been brought up, how many and how that would take place and how risky it would be, and all of that is part of the conversation. But I think there, without question, you have to have metal detectors for sure, and I think you have to add somebody else. Now, I can't speak district to district and school to school because, of course, they're all different, but we see that it doesn't matter. Nice area, some other area outside of an urban area, etc. And, you know, there's no bounds to this. It can happen anywhere. And it speaks to even a larger issue that we've talked to psychologist John Huber about again and again and again. What's happening in our lives, the isolation, etc., of some of the younger people, what's going on in schools, and what are people noticing. I just think it was so sad to see kids with their hands in the air, walking out of the school, crying hysterically, parents a nervous wreck, and you could see video of that where they want to know, I mean, who knows, they're in there, are they safe? And it's just an awful, awful state of affairs. But I'm not so naive to think you wave a magic wand and this can all go away, because it's so much deeper than that. It's rooted so much deeper. There's so many layers to what's happened here. But the fact that you had all those kids injured and you had two classmates opening fire at this suburban Denver STEM school, one would be a juvenile, 16, and one is 18. And you got more than 1,800 students from kindergarten through 12th grade. So that meant families who had no idea. It's the older kids, it's the younger kids. Who is it? They just are scrambling. They're just scrambling to get there as fast as they can to see if their kid is alive. And then they're hearing there's lockdowns at other schools. And it's a horrific sight to see, and eerily reminiscent to students of Columbine High School. And Columbine High School, you know, immediately they put up signs on their billboard, if you will, outside of the school, you know, that they have, because they have empathy, they understand, and that school shares that rare feeling with them. It's sadness. And so the Columbine community is rallying around the others in the community very close by to wrap their arms around them and say, you know, we understand. And that happened back in April of 1999. Ooh, I remember it well, because I was in the middle of a big newsroom in Dallas, Texas. KRLD was the news station, and somebody screamed out, oh my gosh, there's been a huge shooting. And of course, 15 people were killed in that shooting. And luckily, the fatalities weren't as high, but you could point to the young hero for saving some of those kids, where it could have been a much different scenario. So I think the conversation, I say America Tonight is about that, the conversation in your backyard and mine has to be around this. Has to be around, what do you do? What are school boards talking about? Kids should be allowed to be kids, but how can you keep them safer? And like I said, it's naive to think you can just wave some magic wand and make it all go away, but there has to be a better way to get a little bit closer to the percentages of finding, and they have found some with plots, finding more kids who could go in this direction and stop it before it happens. It's a very tall, tall task. All right, I would be remiss not to mention this because I got a ton of emails from many of you about the weather. You know, that's our common denominator too, right? The weather. So is it May in the United States of America, or what is it? We've had these wild storms where terrible flooding. I came back from Denver, where it was raining at the tail end of the day, into a huge storm, which, of course, prevented me from being live. So I did the show in Denver because we had horrific thunderstorms and flooding and everything else that you can imagine. Dozens of tornadoes ripped through Texas and Oklahoma. Really, really severe stuff where you had people that were getting out of cars and they were trying to swim to save their lives, actually, because it was that flash flood, and that's what's so dangerous. And in Austin, Texas, they had those flash floods, you know, all over the place, I think because of the rivers. And parts of Texas were hit again by the flooding that you saw from Hurricane Harvey back in 2017, where they were deadly and devastated then. You have like 20 million people who live where flooding is possible. I think that goes to that preparedness thing again, right? That if you hear there's going to be flash floods, you're watching the weather, just get out of Dodge. Get out of the way. Go back to wherever. Shelter in place. Whatever you have to do, don't take the risk. And that's the thing. You're thinking, well, you know, if I go down that street, well, that's not normally flooded, right? That's not normally a bad place to go because it clears pretty quickly and then you're wrong and suddenly you're caught in the middle of this. I mean, hey, it's happened to me. I was with somebody and it wasn't to the point where we had to be rescued. It was pretty darn scary, and this was years ago. And you kept hearing that, oh, there's going to be flooding, and sure enough, there was the flash floods, and it's scary when you're trying to make a decision like, wow, are we going to be able to get through this, or are we turning around? And if we're turning around, can we even turn around? You have a lot of those small communities along the Mississippi River that have been flooded for like 2 weeks because you have the levees. They just got blown out over the weekend, and once that happens in those low-lying areas, it's all about pumping it out, getting out of the way. Just these horrible historic floods that you're trying to avoid being out in the middle of, because especially driving or finding yourself in a precarious spot, it's tough. And it's like they call it the bomb cyclone. I think that's such a scary word, right? But this is what they're saying about the floods, too, because you have snow melt in some cases, huge snow melt. And then you've got these rivers and streams that are inundated. And then you have massive rain. Well, that is a terrible cocktail of chaos. And it causes what it's caused in some cases where people find themselves trying to, you know, save their lives, where suddenly they're in the middle of horrible floodwaters. And when they overtake homes, not just cars, but homes, and we saw what happened in Nebraska, you know, they say that the flooding in Nebraska, it's about $1.4 billion in damages, and that's just an estimate. So we know that that can certainly slip higher, $1.4 billion. And I lived in Nebraska a long time ago, but I have never seen anything like that. Oh, just absolutely awful. You know, you would see those grain silos, and you'd see people in boats going around the grain silos. That shows you the amount of water. That's just shocking, right? I can't remember when they had those floods just a couple of months ago in Missouri, and that's what you saw there. And then, of course, they're in the boats because they're going house to house to try to make sure that their neighbors and friends are okay and have gotten out of the way of harm and they're not in the middle of these brutal floods. So what can you do? Just be ready for anything. Have that go bag ready to go and make sure you pay attention to what the weather's doing. There's easy alerts you can get on phones so that you're aware of what's happening. And they'll show you where the flash floods are, and don't take any chances going down some of those tricky roads, especially in low-lying areas. The lecture is over. Hang with us. We're going to the Man Cave next.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah.
All right, we're in the man cave. Of course, we'll be talking about the playoffs. And in the playoffs, it would either be hoop or hockey. So I like the stick and the puck, too. Some of you do. I've heard from a few people about what happened just the other day with the Blues. They eliminated the Stars 2-1 in double overtime. Woohoo! For Blues fans. And I know we have a lot of Blues fans. Although, I have to tell you, Dallas fans were sad by such a good season ending that way. But it doesn't get more exciting when you're on the edge of your seat, nervous as a cat, and then finally your team closes the deal. How about the Sharks and the Avalanche? So the Sharks got past the Avalanche, 3-2 in Game 7. So I can imagine the Colorado fans feel the same way, while the Sharks are happy that they won their series in the West, and that was another tight game, although it did not go to overtime. You have the Bruins and the Hurricanes coming up on Thursday. When you look at this series coming out of the East, Game 1, boy, Carolina Hurricanes have been on fire, but so have the Bruins. This could be a really sweet series. The Hurricanes have a season-high six-game win streak flopping into this game in Boston. And they rallied, though, to win the last two games of their series against their first-round series against the Capitals, and then they just completely obliterated the Islanders. It was a four-game sweep, so it was two different kinds of series for them. It's been that way for them. And the Bruins came back from a 2-1 deficit against the Blue Jackets to advance to a third conference final in the decade. We'll see where they go from here. And they've got Tukka Rask, who is their goaltender. That's what I call him anyway. And he's been pretty darn good. He's been consistent and pretty tough to get by him. This will be an interesting series. If you're listening to me in the man cave and you're saying, who cares? Talk about hoop. Why aren't you talking about hoop, lady? Yes. How about the Bucks beating the Celts 116-91? So they won Milwaukee wins this series 4-1. You think of the Celts heading into this, not necessarily what I expected, injuries playing a factor, but injuries, even Steven, for everyone, I don't think you can totally throw it out that way. I love what Al Horford said. We just couldn't get over the hump. Sometimes things don't go your way. It just didn't work out. At the end of the day, you have to give Milwaukee credit. I agree. The reality is, good for you, Horford. Give them credit. They were better. They won. That's the way it goes, right? Boom. Bada bing. My ode to Tony Soprano. They were better, and they took absolute advantage. And in this case, as you are listening to me live, the Warriors and the Rockets are embroiled in a tight game. Golden State leading by just a point, 89-88. This is game five in that series. So with less than five to go, that's where they're at. We'll update you on that game later when we're outside of the man cave. So if you keep listening to this show, you'll get the lowdown on that. And, you know, the Warriors were out-rebounding the Rockets in the first half and outscoring them. But then you look at how they've come back, and that's the deal. That's why it's every second on that court. The Raptors and the Sixers in the East. Toronto leads the series 3-2. They'll play on Thursday in Philly, and the Trailblazers and the Nuggets go at it. Denver leads 3-2, game six for them. That's in Portland for all the Trailblazer fans listening. K-Pam, rock on. Thanks for carrying the show. And I know some of you have told me that you have become converted Trailblazer fans, that you weren't against the Trailblazers, but you weren't big hoop fans, and now the city has been overtaken by it. There's something that sometimes when you get into the playoffs that sparks the community, and this is definitely a spark. So we'll see if they how they fare in this next one, because it depends on Denver. They certainly could roll on, but that's a big could. Always in the man cave, what comes first? What comes first? It's a rhetorical question, but I know you're all saying to yourself, of course, the NFL. It's the NFL. People want to talk about what's happening in the NFL. So a couple of things are happening worth mentioning. And we're getting to that whole mini camp thing. We've gone through the draft now. And you look at what the Cowboys are doing, America's team or not. I still think they're America's team. But Stephen Jones said the team is off and running in contract talks with Dak Prescott, their quarterback, and Amari Cooper, who was a star for them when they picked him up last year. And they want to sign Ezekiel Elliott to an extension as well. So there have just been some conversations. There's been some chatter about what that could look like, but it hasn't happened yet. Remember, Prescott was a fourth-round pick in 2016. So he's set to make a little more than $2 million in 2019. Amari Cooper would be $13.9 million on the fifth-year option of his deal. So contract extensions for both of them near at the top of players at their position. Prescott, probably about $30 million a season. Cooper, maybe up to $18 million, maybe a little bit less than that, but close to it. And then remember, 2 weeks ago, the Cowboys picked up the 2020 option on Elliott's contract. That was $9.9 million, and they know how important he is, so they're just keep looking at that. You know, Jerry Jones wants another Super Bowl. He's jonesing pardon the pun, to have that happen. And so he knows he's got a little core here, and they want to make sure everybody's locked in and feels pretty good about where they are. Robert Kraft can't be feeling necessarily that good, although his attorneys are saying, listen, we've got an ace up our sleeves. So two attorneys for the Pats owner are accusing prosecutors of misconduct in his misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution. So Alex Spiro and William Burke made those allegations a day after prosecutors accused them of lying in court. In court documents, they accuse the Palm Beach County State Attorney's Office of going beyond trampling the rights of Mr. Kraft and into sullying their reputations. So do they have a leg to stand on? You make those legal challenges, you throw down the gauntlet, and then you know what I say to that? You see where it goes. Kraft right now faces two counts of misdemeanor solicitation in the case, and he has pled not guilty to that. What's going to be interesting to watch there is what the commissioner of the NFL decides he's going to do, because the commish is traditionally, you know, Roger Goodell is traditionally the guy that's buddies with the owners. Let's face it. Let's call it what it is. He's making a boatload of money, and his responsibility, in a sense, besides to the great game of football, is with the owners. So you look at the salary and look at what he's dealing with. $31.7 million. Woo! That's what he got in 2015. $31.7 million. Yeah, there's no worries about money for college for the Goodell family. Now, listen, in a capitalist society, if someone's making it churn and burn, and then they should be paid what you think they should be paid. But it is really dicey when you talk about owners, because they are held to a certain standard. So what do you do here with the relationship already between Robert Kraft and Goodell? And depending on what happens in this case, other owners have been slapped down. How can he not expect that to happen? Goodell, to me, would have to do that, I would think. Would have to do that. And then some sad news on the Packers front. The former Packers GM, great guy, Ted Thompson, said he's suffering from an autoimmune disorder, and it causes this weakness, and he's got a bunch of cognitive issues, they call it. And so that's why he's not in that GM role. People were questioning that. 66 years old, and you know, you got to think of him as a player. He played for 10 seasons with the Houston Oilers. But if you look up anything about the disorder that he says he has, it's, you know, just really tough. The weakening of the system. So heart rate, blood pressure, body temperature, fatigue, lightheadedness, and that nerve damage. It was smart for him to reveal those health issues, and smart for him to say it's why he's no longer the GM, so everybody understands what's happening. Transparency, I love it. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.